supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This year's Philadelphia Science Festival is underway. Joining us to point the way on Sky Talk is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, for those of us who might have missed yesterday's launch, there are many days to go.
We still have 8 more days of extraordinary, mostly free science events all over the city.
What's on tap today?
Science in the parks is something that we can look forward to. That's both Clark Park and Hunting Park. There's a Fishtown science crawl that comes up soon, as well as science after school programs at most of the regional libraries. And you can find out lots more about the individual programs, where they're taking place. You'll find this on our website at www.fi.edu/PSF. This gives you a chance to get your STEM on Get Nerdy Philadelphia.
For those with limited time or avail, are there any special events that you would put in the don't miss category?
You know, I actually think it's the Be a Scientist programs. These are programs that allow kids to get into different labs all around the city and figure out what it's like to be a paleontologist, what it's like to be a researcher, what it's like to be an engineer.
Hey, what's it like to study Saturn's moon Titan?
Well, studying Saturn's moon Titan turns out to be quite similar to looking at Earth in some ways these days, even though Titan is so much smaller than Earth, so much farther away, so much colder. And in this particular instance, we're now able to identify that Titan has lakes. And these lakes are not lakes of water, but they're lakes of hydrocarbon materials, particularly methane and ethane. We can find these lakes across the surface. But it seems as though the lakes vary in both their size and their depth. It seems as if some of the lakes are so shallow that when seasons change on Titan from winter to spring, some of these lakes actually evaporate away and disappear. One of our spacecraft orbiting around Saturn has been able to identify these changing features. We've also been able to identify lakes that are up to 100 meters deep, so we're now thinking that perhaps Titan has what you might call a hydrologic cycle. We know there are cloud formations. We know there's the liquid methane and ethane on the surface. But now we're beginning to think that perhaps there are some transitions that happen that carry it from the surface up to the sky and then back down to the surface again.
So is Saturn's moon perhaps more viable than our own?
No, not really. The temperatures out at Saturn's moon Titan are so extreme. The environment is so extreme. I think we're limited in the analogy just to the hydrologic cycle part. However, if we look at our own moon, we find that our moon might be a little bit more conducive to us being there, because not only do we find water, ice frozen into some of the craters at the north and south poles that are in constant shadow from the sun, we're also beginning to realize now that there are water ice crystals frozen into the subsoil of the lunar surface as well. Meteorites crashing onto the surface kick up water molecules that are then detectable in the moon's quote-unquote atmosphere by orbiting satellites. So now scientists are beginning to surmise that there is quite a bit of water frozen into that soil, far more than we ever expected, but only as ice crystals in between the grains of lunar dust. Now, if we were to gather up a tremendous amount of this and squeeze it to see how much water we could get out of it, well, it really wouldn't be very much at all. But it does lead us to believe that perhaps there's more water at the moon in the soil and in the rock than we ever expected before. But we should not lead ourselves to think that it's much like Mars, where we surmise that there was much more water on the surface much earlier in its history.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.